Okay, strap yourselves in because today we are taking a deep dive into something truly mind-blowing.
Yeah, we're talking about gravitational waves.
Gravitational waves.
That's right.
So if you're listening, chances are you've heard of these things.
Maybe.
Maybe you've even seen the headlines about that first detection back in 2015.
Which was huge, huge deal.
A really big deal.
But, you know, maybe you're not quite sure what they actually are.
Right.
Or why scientists are making such a fuss about them.
Yeah, they can be a little hard to wrap your head around.
That's what we're here for.
That's right.
Today, we are going to break it all down.
We'll explain what gravitational waves are, why they matter.
And why that first detection was such a game changer.
Yeah, and we're going to do it in a way that's hopefully clear, engaging, and just maybe a little bit mind-blowing.
Yeah, fair warning, though. To get to the waves, we need to lay a little groundwork first.
Yeah, we got to talk about Einstein.
A little bit of Einstein.
A little bit of his theory of gravity.
And stick with us.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's totally worth it.
Promise.
All right, so let's start with the basics.
Okay, so Einstein's theory of gravity.
Yeah.
It's called the general theory of relativity.
The general theory of relativity.
And it revolutionized the way we understand gravity.
So before Einstein came along, most people thought of gravity like what? Like this force.
Yeah, like an invisible force pulling things down.
Right, down to the earth.
Yeah, like an apple falling from a tree.
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
But Einstein, he comes along and he's like, nope.
Not quite.
Not quite.
It's not a force at all.
Yeah.
It's all about space and time.
Space and time.
Or as we like to call it, space-time.
Space-time. Okay. Yep. So imagine.
This is where it gets a little trippy.
Yeah. It's a little out there. But imagine space and time is this giant, like, stretchy sheet.
Like a trampoline?
Yeah. Exactly like a trampoline.
Okay.
Now, picture putting a bowling ball on that trampoline.
It would sink down, right?
Yeah. It would create this dip.
This kind of, like, warp
in the trampoline.
And that warp in the fabric of space-time, that's gravity.
Whoa.
So objects don't fall down because they're being pulled.
Yeah.
They're actually following the curves in this warped space-time that's created by massive objects.
So it's like, I'm trying to picture this.
Yeah.
It's like if you roll like a marble on a trampoline.
Yes.
That's got a bowling ball in the middle.
Exactly.
It's going to like spiral in.
It's going to naturally curve towards the bowling ball.
Towards the bowling ball.
Right. It's not being pulled in. It's just following the curve of the trampoline.
Okay. That's actually a really good way to picture it.
Yeah. It's a helpful analogy.
I think I'm starting to get it.
Good.
So gravity is like a cosmic dip.
Yeah.
In the space-time trampoline.
Exactly.
Okay, but how does this lead to gravitational waves?
Okay, so we've got mass-bending space-time, right?
Right.
So now think about what happens when those massive objects accelerate, like when they're orbiting each other.
They're moving around.
Yeah, they're not just sitting there. They're moving and shaking things up.
Okay.
That movement creates ripples.
Ripples.
Ripples in the fabric of space-time, just like ripples spreading out when you drop a pebble into a pond.
Okay.
Those ripples, my friend.
Yeah.
Those are gravitational waves.
Whoa. Okay. So every time something massive accelerates,
yep.
It's sending out these ripples.
That's right.
So like even me just walking around, I'm making gravitational waves.
You are technically creating these tiny, tiny ripples in space-time.
But I'm not going to like suddenly develop gravity powers, am I?
No, probably not. Sorry.
Okay.
Your waves are incredibly weak.
Yeah, I figured.
I mean, ridiculously weak.
Okay.
To create gravitational waves strong enough for us to detect, you need something astronomically massive.
Okay.
And accelerating incredibly fast.
So that brings us to that first detection back in 2015.
Yeah.
It wasn't me doing jumping jacks.
No, definitely not.
Tell me about those cosmic monsters.
All right, we're talking about black holes.
Black holes.
And not just one, but two of them.
Two black holes.
Spiraling towards each other.
Oh.
And eventually colliding.
Okay.
In a mind-bogglingly powerful event millions of light years away.
Okay, this is big.
It's huge.
So remind me, you said gravity is a weak force.
Yeah, it is, relatively speaking.
Okay.
But to make gravitational waves strong enough to detect,
yeah,
you need objects so massive. They warp space-time like nothing else.
So black holes.
Black holes fit the bill perfectly.
Or like the heavyweights of the universe. I'm picturing like a cosmic dance-off.
Yeah, kind of.
But instead of like fancy footwork.
Right.
It's these black holes, like
warping space-time.
Warping space-time.
Sending out these shockwaves.
Across the universe?
Exactly.
That is intense.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Black holes are so dense.
Yeah.
That nothing, not even light, can escape their gravitational pull.
Right.
So we can't actually see them directly.
We can't see them.
Nope.
But they're collisions.
Yes.
They send out these gravitational waves that we can detect.
Exactly.
So it's like a whole new way to study these things.
It's a whole new window into the universe.
Okay, so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
Let me see if I've got this straight.
Okay.
We've got space-time.
Yeah.
Acting like a giant sheet, like a trampoline.
Right.
Gravity is like the warps and dips in that sheet.
Yep, okay.
And gravitational waves are the ripples that are created when massive objects, like black holes, accelerate and collide.
You got it.
Okay, I think I'm with you so far.
Good.
But why does all this matter?
The big question.
Yeah, what's the big deal about these invisible waves?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
Until now, we've mostly explored the universe using light.
Right, telescopes and stuff.
Exactly. Telescopes are amazing tools, but they only show us a part of the story.
Yeah.
Gravitational waves.
Uh-huh.
They're a completely new messenger.
New messenger.
A whole different way of seeing the universe.
Seeing, okay, in quotes.
Right, because we're not actually seeing with our eyes.
Right, right.
But we're detecting these waves.
Yeah.
And they carry information about objects and events that are invisible to telescopes.
Like those black hole collisions we were talking about.
Exactly.
So it's like we've suddenly gained a new sense.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
A way of perceiving things in the universe that we were completely blind to before.
Exactly.
It's like we could only see the universe in black and white before.
Yeah.
And now, suddenly, we have color.
And now we can hear it.
We can hear it.
Yeah. Gravitational waves give us a way to hear the universe.
Okay.
To sense the vibrations of these colossal events happening millions, even billions of light years away.
That's incredible.
It is pretty amazing.
So that first detection back in 2015.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about proving Einstein, right?
Well, it did that too.
Yeah, okay.
But it was about so much more.
It was about, like, opening up this whole new era of astronomical discovery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that leads to a pretty mind-blowing question for all of you listening out there.
Okay, hit me.
If gravitational waves are ripples in the very fabric of space-time.
Yeah.
What else might be out there creating waves that we haven't even begun to imagine?
Oh, wow.
What other cosmic secrets are these ripples waiting to reveal?
Man, the universe is full of mysteries.
It really is.
And it sounds like gravitational waves are just the key to unlocking them.
That's what we're hoping for.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today.
Yeah, I hope so.
Until next time.
See ya.
Keep looking up.
And listening.
And listening.
To those gravitational waves out there.
Out there, day.